Hi, listeners. Thank you so much for listening to the Anchor FM Seer for Nations broadcast show. And to get the best listening experience, all you need to do is open up in the Anchor FM app. Sure that there are other platforms that you can listen through, but why not enjoy the full experience of the show with the musical interludes and the selected ministry of music that's in between? Go ahead and listen through the Anchor FM app. You can download Anchor FM through Google Play, iPhone, and just enjoy the show. All right, don't go anywhere. Ezekiel, the 47th chapter, and I'll begin at the first and stop at the seventh. And the word of the Lord reads, "Afterward, he brought me again to the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from the right side of the house and at the south side of the altar. Then he brought me out of the way of the gate northward and led me about the way without to the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured about 1,000 and brought me to the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured another 1,000, and it was a river that could not pass over, for the waters was risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other." Amen. You may be seated. This is the vision that Ezekiel had of the messenger coming to him in a vision. And a lot of times God will speak to you, guide you, warn you through visions and dreams. And at this time, Ezekiel was having a vision about the temple. The temple had been overtaken and torn down and in ruins. But at this time, he had this vision of seeing waters running from every side of the temple. The Bible said that the temple faced eastward. And it ran, the waters ran from the threshold. This would be the threshold here. So there will be waters coming out from the front, from the side. So the messenger was taking him around about the temple to see the view of everything that was going on. And so water is significant because we need water. And with so much rain, one day you feel like you're going to have a sunny day. And the next thing you, it switches on you and it's raining. It's been raining a lot. And so we have these questions like, well, when is the sun going to come out? When is this going to happen? But God knows exactly what he's doing, because everything that liveth, moveth, wheresoever water is, it's going to grow. And so I'm going to take my time with this, because this is very unusual to me, because I didn't understand what I was reading when I first got it. But God started to filter this. So that we can get an understanding of what he's trying to say. Now, when we learn in school, we learn in Bible school that the Garden of Eden was centered in between the Tigris and the Euphrates River. So what it was doing, it was nourishing everything that was round about it. So water is significant to humans because we got to have it. We cook with it. We clean with it. We have to sterilize everything with it. So water is essential from a natural standpoint. And so we understand also that when we were studying the Bible, how water is so effective, how God just moved and did. They could have used anything else, any other element. He could have used lightning. He could have used a wind, but he didn't choose to do that. He chose to use water. In the beginning, he put water in certain places. It's like he was molding and shaping the earth as a potter does with the clay. And anytime a potter uses the spinning wheel, he adds a little bit of water. And so water is significant in everything because he put Moses into the Nile, sent the deliverer to Israel by putting him in the water, sending him down the Nile. Water is essential because it's a powerful element. And Ezekiel was looking and saying, okay, the water's to my ankles. The water's to my knees. The same measurement, but it was getting deeper and deeper and deeper until he saw that he could not cross the river. But when he looks to see that it's so full that you can't even swim over this river, he noticed that there are very many trees, signs of restoration. And what the messenger was coming to say is that I'm getting ready to restore the temple. I'm getting ready to fix everything up. But you got to understand that water is essential. And if I had to use for a subject today, we need to go with the flow of God. And I'm understanding that the flow of God is through water. The Bible tells us that God will cleanse us and sanctify us by the washing of the water of the word. So what he does, he sends this message in a code, because a lot of times your enemy is nosy. I'm not talking about the person that sit beside you. I'm talking about the entity himself is very nosy, trying to figure out what God is going to do in your life. So he had to send it through the prophet to tell you in codes as being measured by water. He was like, okay, well, I can't figure it out. He just does it so significant that only you having a relationship with God will understand what God is getting ready to do. So that you're always 10 steps ahead of the enemy as long as you're understanding the way that God moves. So seeing all of these trees, and now you're at the point where you can't swim. Ezekiel couldn't swim across the river. It was too great. He said, okay, now I see the difference. I see the change. And without this water, there is no change. God is trying to tell us in Ezekiel that this temple, that water was running out of on both sides, it couldn't be contained, is the gospel that is going to be preached or that has been preached. God is doing a work through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the temple, and the temple has a door. And the word of God said, you're not coming through here unless you come through the door. And Jesus Christ is that door. That water is the word of God that is going forth north, south, east, and west, meaning that it cannot be stopped, meaning that it's growing more and more and more to something that you can't control. The enemy would love to be able to control this word from getting out, control us to stop us from preaching the gospel. The enemy would love for you to shut you up every time when you come around and you see a situation and then the water flows out of your mouth. The Bible said, you shall have rivers of living water flowing out of your belly. So God is saying, okay, wait a minute now. Since you know this, how deep are you into this with me? Are you ankle deep? Are you knee deep? Are you waist deep? Or are you swimming in the word of God? So he's saying, do you have enough water that when you go into a situation, you can overtake any situation that's in front of you? Is there any trees growing up beside you? Is there anybody that you're mentoring? Is there anybody that believes in what you have to say, that there's water coming through you? How deep are you in it? Are you standing by the banks where you just get your toes wet? Are you ankle deep to where you just want to wade out when you can step back out whenever you get ready? Are you knee deep to where you trying to fool everybody but you really got something going on? Are you waist deep to where you were halfway in and halfway out? Come on. Are you swimming in it to where you can be able to teach somebody how to do some strokes and get somewhere? We ain't there yet to where it's over our head. We're trying to get to another place. The Bible says that the River Jordan was the promised land. You had to cross the River Jordan to get to the promised land. So are you at a place where you can bring people to the river? We have a door. What's flowing out?
That's right.
Is the water flowing out? It's God, your source. God is the source of the water. The water is the gospel. The temple is Jesus Christ. So there's a never-ending source of water. So going back through the gospel, so when Jesus met up with the woman at the well, he told her, when you drink of this water, you will never thirst again.
Right.
Jesus wasn't bragging on himself. He knew that God was the source. God had the water. All she had to do was come through him. All you got to do is preach this word and tell them, look, if you come through the door, you can get the source of water. What does water do? In the Bible, it said how the waters were separated, and one side ended up being the Dead Sea, where it's nothing but salt deposits, Dead Sea. So when that water started flowing, it started to nourish the dead areas in the land. Tell me something. Is something going on in your family structure that's dead? And all it needs is the water of the word. Is there something going on, illness or sickness in your body? All it needs is just that water of the word, the water of healing and restoration. The Bible said, and it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. That's what the word say. It's not going to die. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come there. For there shall be healed, and everything shall live, whether the river cometh. Meaning, wherever you go, wherever you carry this water, this word, something is going to thrive. Something is going to live. Something is going to change. Something is going to be restored. It's a promise. Why don't you just try it? It's a promise. No, it doesn't matter what it looks like right now. But what I'm telling you, you open your mouth, and whatever is dead, it shall come to life. I knew this was going to be a little rush because I was excited and confused at the same time. But Lord, just filter this thing. Okay, now, so going back, I want to go back in the Bible because I want to explain the importance of reading the Bible history. A lot of people are like, oh, she's always in the Old Testament. But I'm telling you something. You will not understand New Testament if you don't grab history of how God moves. You won't know what's going on. So if we can go back in Bible history, I said that Moses, the deliverer, came through the Nile. Okay, then they had to cross over. Before that, they had to cross over to get away from Pharaoh. What did God use? Water. Once again, he could have used wind. He could have used lightning. He was telling you, this gospel, I got something that's coming down the line. Even though it's 500 something BC, before you get it, I'm letting you know this is something that's going to be unstoppable. So when this gospel started going forth, you guys, and nothing can stop it. But all God want to know, how deep are you into it? Are you ready to swim? Are you ready to get over to your promised land? And then in the book of Revelations, when we make it to the other side, Revelations told us that there will be a river of crystal water.
Yes, yes,
oh my God, there it is again, from beginning to end. And he said it has a tree that, and the leaves on it will heal the nation. What you talking about? You mean to tell me when we get to the other side, there'll be no more sickness and disease? There'll be no more heartache and pain? Come on, we can do that right now.
Yeah.
We can do that right now. That's all he said. I got a promise to you that if you understand the flow of God, and nature even understands the flow of God, because when you came into this earth, you were surrounded by water, protected by water.
That's right.
And when the water broke forth, then you came. And then the thing about it, God knows how to nourish the earth because the tides are affected by the moon. God told the moon what to do to make the water bring in the tide to bring all the shrimp and fish to the inland and nourish everything that's on the banks to get to us. God knows what he's doing, y'all, when it comes down to the water. And I'm telling you guys, if we don't get knee-deep, if we don't stop being knee-deep in what we in, and we got to start swimming in this water, there's nothing that's going to live and change. Don't you know that Jesus Christ is depending on us? It's not about what color Jesus Christ was. And it don't matter where he came from. What if we get up there and then all of a sudden he just stripped down to whatever we thought he was, and he ain't nothing like us, and what you gonna do, run out of heaven? What if Jesus Christ really looked like them aliens that people say they see? You gonna worship him still? Are you gonna be worried about, are you gonna remember what he did for you? Regardless of what it looked like, we gotta get out of this mindset. This is all the trick of the enemy to keep you from receiving the truth. Yes, God is the truth. He is the temple. The water of life is the word that comes forth. And he's putting that in you, that if you accept him, you should have rivers of living water that will spring forth, never ending. Sometimes you won't even know where the supply come from, because a lot of times we ain't smart enough to think to bring somebody out of deliverance. We don't know what to say. Nowadays, you're scared of getting cussed out if you got to approach somebody about sin and trying to help them and get out. But God will always give you something to say in that hour. That's that water. There's so many people who have their cups ready, but do we have anything to pour in? Yes.
My God. My God.
If you swim, if I'm only knee deep, ankle deep, I can only help a little bit of people out of the water. So by the time I start trying to pour out, I'm back down toes. I only got my toes in the water. But we need to be swimming in this thing to where it just overtakes everything.
God's
word is true. And he said, wherever this water is, healing is there.
Yes.
Restoration is there.
Yes.
And it shall come to pass.
Yes. Amen. Glory, glory, glory.
And if you know that you are thirsty right now, mm-hmm. and you know that you're not in deep enough, that could be all of us.
Well,
we could go a little deeper.
Yes.
Yeah, we can go another foot. We could go another cubit. Lord, some of us need to be taken around the temple. And he needs to show you all about you. Then you can go out and give. So if we know that we need more of him, more of his source of the word, to study the word, to pray more to God, give me vision and revelation so that I can have a deeper understanding, then we need to come to the altar. And I say we because I can't tell you if I'm knee deep, toe deep, or whatever. You know, we are not measured. We don't measure each other. God measures us. And so he knows where you are. But I know that I'm not there yet. I'm not over to the promise. I haven't gotten to that crystal river yet. That's on the other side. You got to transform to get over there. But it's there. He told us it's there. If we could all stand and come to the altar for prayer, if anyone would like to first receive Christ, there are ministers that are here that will walk you to the door of that temple of Christ. If you want to be in the temple of Christ. And my second appeal is that if you want to be a part of a institution of learning, better known as the church. You don't have a church home. And if you would like Gethsemane to be your church home, this would be the place, a good starting point. All right, look like everybody's in the temple and in the institution. Amen. So let us go to the Father in prayer, not for ourselves, but somebody else that you know is thirsty and needs some water. Father God, we thank you and we give you praise for the divine word, God, that you sent for. God, we just thank you for whatever cleansing you need to do, deliverance you need to do, healing, restoration you need to do, God. We surrender right now. We surrender everything that would be stopping us from receiving. God, we ask that you open up the doors of the true temple to us, God, that we may be filled, that we can join in and take part in, that we can do more than just wade in the water, wade in your spirit. Father God, make us whole. Enlighten us in direction, Lord God, what you would have us to do, even with our purpose that you put on the inside of us, oh God. Father God, strengthen us and give us boldness in the word of God. Thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you for the weather, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the change that's about to break forth, God. Lord God, we may not know everything, but we thank you anyway, Lord God. Father God, let us do everything without complaining. Because, God, you know what you're doing. And we got to trust that, Lord. Help our unbelief. And, Lord God, I just thank you for this word. I thank you for this word, Lord God. And let us keep it close to us and carry it wherever we go, God, that we'll be able to give water, Lord God. And this the source that we know is coming from you, Heavenly Father, that it's not coming from us. It's not coming from who we know, but we know it's coming from you, Lord God. And Father God, we just thank and give you praise, Heavenly Father. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.